Welcome to Flawless Conversations. I'm Tamika Jones, and today we're diving into how mindset can shift your life, your confidence, your purpose. You're watching Now Media Television. Welcome to Flawless Conversations, the space where real stories, healing, and growth comes all together. I'm your host, Tamika Jones, and today we're having an important conversation about wellness, rest, and reclaiming peace in our bodies. Joining me is Dr. Tamara Dunn, an optometrist with over 17 years of experience. She's a wife, a mother, and a passionate wellness advocate. While serving patients clinically, Dr. Dunn recognized that true health requires more than just prescriptions. It requires calm, balance, and nervous system support. Today, we begin by talking about what happens when stress becomes a way of life and the body never truly gets rest. Dr. Dunn, it's such a pleasure to have you here today.
Oh, hello, Ms. Tamika. I'm so happy to be here.
Yes, welcome to the show. So as we step into this first segment, we're shining a light on the hidden cost of long-term stress and why real healing starts in the nervous system. Mm-hmm. So many women are living in survival mode. Mm-hmm. Life may look fine on the outside, but their bodies are stuck. They are stuck in flight or fight response. Yes. Rest doesn't feel safe. Relaxation feels unfamiliar. And the results is exhaustion, tension, and constant overwhelm. Often ignored, normalized, and also left unhealed. Dr. Dunn, how does long-term stress affect women emotionally and physically, even when they seem okay on the outside?
You know, we think we're okay until we're snapping off, right? We get mood swings, irritability. Those kind of things happen because our nervous system is jacked up some kind of way, right? We think that we're just going through the routine. We're going through the day-to-day motions, but at the same time, we're tired. And that causes numbness. It causes burnout. It causes anxiety. Like so many things happen and it shows up and we think it's something else, but really it just comes from not resting.
Yes. And we see that a lot as medical professionals, right?
Yes, medical professionals.
I'm a nurse as well. So medical professionals, single moms.
They're probably the worst ones. Yes.
Entrepreneurs, right? The burnout is real, right? And we have to identify, and you're right. And it manifests in other ways. You're so right. So what does it mean to support the nervous system instead of just managing stress mentally?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like the nervous system has to feel safe.
Yes.
Right? Like it knows us more than we know ourselves. We have to do more than just trying to like be calm. Like we actually have to be calm, right? We have to take a moment to just be with ourselves, learning some breathing patterns, which I actually just had a little class on teaching myself how to breathe and different situations. We can talk more about that later. But our nervous system has to feel like it's getting regulation. So we have to do more than just thinking about it. We actually have to do it.
Yes, that take action, right? Not just thinking and talking about it, but taking action behind it. The whole nervous system thing. And we have to, once again, that flight or fight response, we have to calm that down because just throughout the day, man, so many different triggers that we have. We can drive to our mailbox and there's traffic, and there's, you know, someone standing in the road or, you know, so it's different things that kind of trigger our nervous system to act a certain way. And we just have to, you know, find that way to navigate it back to safety, calmness, right?
Yes, yes.
Awesome. So how can women recognize when their body is stuck in that fight or flight mode?
And I'm just going to talk from experience. You know, sometimes when we're like sitting and we think we're calm, but we have these short, shallow breaths And you think like, well, what's going on? Sometimes we're putting ourselves through a stressful, like in our body, a stressful situation, and we don't know, right? Racing thoughts, our mind just overthinking about nothing. Some most of the time is about nothing. Fatigue, and this is not just tired. There's been times where I'm like, I can't think anymore. Like I'm done. Like I've gotta go. And we don't want it to get there. Like, I'm done. Like, I can't parent anymore. I can't wife anymore. I can't be a business partner anymore. Like, my mind is completely shut down. And that's probably the end stage of your fight or flight. And we don't want to get into that situation. Maybe trouble sleeping, probably from overthinking, craving. Some people don't think about this, but cravings can cause that stressful eating. We've heard of that, right? So we think we're having like this minimum craving, but really it's emotional support that we're not getting, right, in our fight or fight stage. So just little things that we don't even think about, your body could be going through a trauma internally. Yeah,
Right.
just
And
the
like you
little
said,
things you got to pay
yeah.
attention to.
Like you said, in manifesting all ways, you just named it, the cravings, it could be getting worked up with stress, the blood pressure, all these things. It manifests in different ways, and we just have to recognize it. Dr. Dunn, what simple practices help bring the body back into that safety, that calm state?
Yes. So breathing, number one, we just learned about breathing when you're stressed, breathing when you're sad, breathing when you're happy. Like everything is a breath. And there's like, oh, what's his name? Is Dr.
Joe Dispenza? No.
No, I
No.
think it's a Patel.
Patel.
But he was amazing. Like to the point, I didn't know my breath could even function in that way. But I felt so calm to the fact I get migraines sometimes and I felt something happening. You can feel it in your neck with that tension sometimes. And it was going through an exercise of the breathing. When I say when we were finished, all of that was gone, all of that tension. So if we can find something to help us breathe better, maybe even going for a walk. If we're going for a walk outside in the sunshine, we need sunshine, guys. It's so important to get that vitamin D from the sun. Just going for a walk, breathing slowly as you're walking, clearing your mind, just little things like that. And you also have to understand that it has to be intentional. Like it's 7 days out the week, and if I had my choice, I'd probably be running and going all 7 days, right? But you have to make that intentional choice. Like at least choose one day where maybe you're just going to binge watch some TV one day. Like don't be so serious every day. Maybe it's I'm not getting out the bed today. Maybe I'm not putting on clothes today. And we feel guilty
We
when
do.
we make those decisions. But that's the type of things that our nervous system needs. It needs to feel safe. It needs to feel calm. And those little things can help us every day on a consistent basis.
Yes,
That's
and
what I
that's
like to do.
self-love.
Stretching.
Yes. That is a form of self-love, doing those things that calms you, right? In that moment. Take, like you said, even one day a week, taking that time to relax and do the things you enjoy. Because we forget, right? We're so busy, like you said, 7 days a week, going, doing, doing, going, doing, right? We forget. And one method, I know you talk about breathing, the 4x4 method. And I know you're familiar with that. The 4 seconds in, breathe in, you hold for 4 seconds and out 4 seconds. So I try to do that too, to calm my body whenever I'm going through it. And also a good one too is what do you love, right? And I do this when I'm super mad or something just right. I have to go back and say, okay, Tamika, what do you love? Right? What do you love?
That's good. That's good. That and gratitude helps too. Like you start thinking about what you're grateful for every day, that everybody don't have the luxury of what you have or just different little things that can just make your nervous system just happy, your subconscious happy.
Yes,
So
right.
I do that a lot as well.
Nice. I love it. I am the affirmation queen. I say I am, but one of
Yes.
the affirmation queens. So, what is a gentle reminder to help women or affirmation to help women remember to rest, or that rest and regulation are part of the healing process, that it helps our body.
Yes. So when you give your nervous system rest and safety and support, your body will heal itself. You don't have to do anything to help it. It already knows what to do.
So you said support, rest. What was the other one?
And safety.
Safety. Okay, y'all writing that down? Support, safety, and
And
rest.
rest.
Those the healing process.
Yes.
All right. Thank you, Tamara. So coming up next, we'll talk about why so many women believe rest has to be earned, including myself, I believe that too, and how that belief quietly harms their health. Don't go anywhere. We will be right back.
We'll be right back to remind you that healing is possible. Confidence is yours, and that you are flawless. This is Flawless Conversations on Now Media Television. And we're back. I'm Tamika Jones, and you're watching Flawless Conversations on Now Media Television. Are you ready? Let's go.
Welcome back to Flawless Conversations. Want more of what you're watching? Stay connected to Flawless Conversations and every Now Media TV favorite show, live or on demand, anytime, anywhere. Download the free Now Media TV app on Roku or iOS and unlock non-stop bilingual programming in English and in Spanish. On the move, you can also watch the podcast version right from our website at www.nowmedia.tv. From business and news to lifestyle, culture, and beyond, Now Media TV is around the clock, ready whenever you are. Welcome back to Flawless Conversations. I'm Tamika Jones, and here with Dr. Dunn. In this segment, we're challenging a belief so many women carry, that rest has to be earned. We've been taught that slowing down means we're failing, so we keep pushing until burnout, resentment, and our health pays the price. When we stop seeing rest as optional and start honoring it as essential, everything shifts. Dr. Dunn, where does that belief come from? And why do we feel that rest must be earned?
You know, I really think it comes from, especially women, we're praised on productivity, if I'm saying it that right. We're praised by sacrifice. We're praised by pushing through, right?
Labor, having a child, right? Push through
yes,
it.
Yes, yeah. Just push through it. So, and I'm guilty in not just allowing others to treat us in that way. I'm guilty for treating myself that way. It's been many times, you know, we're goal oriented, right? And we set goals for ourselves. And I used to tell myself, I love TV. So that's like a thing. Like I love TV, to the point where it's probably, a hindrance in some areas of my life. So I used to say, I'm not watching any TV. I've got to hit this goal. I'm not watching any TV until it's done, right? And it could take months. It could take years. I actually tortured myself probably for 6 months not watching any TV until I achieved that goal, right?
Yeah.
But that's not the only thing. I worked flawlessly until that goal was achieved, but that just wasn't good. But that's what we're used to. We're used to trying to reward ourselves with rest, and that's not how it's supposed to be.
Right. Right, right,
yeah.
Right. Yes. A lot of times we just go full throttle until our body tells us otherwise, right? Or we feel like, okay, it has to be earned. Like you just said, I got to do X, Y, and Z before I get the rest. No, you need the rest first, right?
Absolutely.
You're able to do X, Y, and Z, and you still have enough energy, right? And brain capacity to do A, B, C, and X, Y, and Z, right?
Yes.
Yeah, we don't see it as that, right? So how does denying rest slowly impact women's health and their confidence?
When we're not resting, chronic exhaustion can kick in. And then what happens there? We mentally fatigue, we're kind of less confident in ourselves because we're so tired. We're not making good decisions.
make a mistake, right?
Our patience is low or not even existent any longer. And that doesn't help anyone around us, especially if you are a spouse, maybe you are a mom. You've got to have patience. And if you're tired and on exhaustion mode, that doesn't serve anyone in the household well at all. Burnout, it's just not good. Your nervous system is so jacked up at this point. Over time, you're just done to the point where you're in the bed, right? Maybe you've even, I remember one time I was trying to reach this goal in business and I don't even know if I slept in like a week, right? I don't even remember. It's not even there anymore because I was just so exhausted at the end of it. And I didn't hit the goal, mind you. So I went through all of that, didn't hit it. I had the flu for the next 2 weeks because I didn't allow proper rest. Now, just to think, you know, hindsight is 20/20, what they say. If I would have gave myself rest just so that my creative mind could kick in, I probably would have hit the goal. But because I was just being drained day in and day out, just more and more drained, exhaustion, I couldn't do it any longer. I didn't reach it. So we don't want to get like that. Don't y'all do that. Okay. That's not good.
No, but then let's talk about these kids in college, right? That are just go, doing last minute, right? Procrastination. So they cram it for 2 days, you know, and that's not good.
Not good. I've been there too. Been there too. I think it's not as bad because we're in our younger states, it's not as bad, but it's still not good because that's teaching us learned behavior that's okay in our later life. So if we can stop that early, I've just started that with my kids. Like, we don't want to be last minute. Every day you come home and you read something if you read it every day, when it's time for the test, you'll already know it. You don't have to study so hard the night before. So yeah, absolutely.
Yes. And my daughter, she always wants to stay up late, right? She try to bargain with me every night to stay up late. And I try to tell her, you can't. You have a bedtime, 8 o'clock, your eyes need to be closed in bed. Why? Mm-hmm. Why? You stay up late and I see you watching TV sometimes. I'm like, I can do that. I'm an adult. But like I said, your brain, right? Your brain needs to be functional in school. So that's right. Important. Right, so I have to pull out the textbooks and Google and all the things to explain to her. I'm like, my mama didn't do all this.
Right.
So we have to do it, right?
Yeah.
To do it, so yeah. So Dr. Dunn, what does healthy rest look like beyond just sleep?
Well, you know what? Again, breathing patterns, just learning how to breathe. Also, you've got to have boundaries.
Yes. I was going to say self-care, but I love that. Boundaries.
Boundaries is important because
yes,
you got to say no and understand that that's a sentence. That's a full sentence. You don't need explanation. People don't have to know why you're saying no. And you have to trust yourself to stick to those boundaries and standards. Because when my kids were little and my family was my support system, even though it was time to pick them up after I got home from work, right then I should pick them up, come home, eat dinner, put them to bed. But I want to stay out. I want to talk. I want to just be with the family. And who doesn't want to be with their family, right? But it came to a point of every night, 10, 11 o'clock, just getting home. And I have little kids. You got to get them to bed. Their routine is just it's just messed up. Now my routine's messed up. My husband's routine, he had to be at work at 5, 6 in the morning. That's no rest, right? I eventually had to set a boundary. Like, I can't do that, right? And then when they're looking for you, they're like, well, what's wrong with you? Why are y'all going home? You know, so you're going to get those pushbacks sometimes when you set those boundaries, but you're allowing yourself to have more rest when you actually have those boundaries in place. It's been a blessing in disguise and people will understand. It's fine. It's totally fine.
Yes. So how would someone set those boundaries at work? You know how some people just, you know, They want to be, you know, go all out at work, and they don't know how to say no to that coworker that keeps putting, giving them tasks and more work. So how would someone, what does that look like for someone?
Well, that's a hard one. Okay, so I can say this to myself. I used to have to drive as an optometrist. You know, you have your office that you work out of. But sometimes they need you to fill in other offices. Mm-hmm. And I used to have to drive 45 minutes. And that's not a bad commute, right? Now, in bigger cities, that's nothing. Y'all say 45 minutes an hour. But we're in a small city. So 45 minutes is like three cities over, right?
Yeah.
So 45 minutes is a long way. And I felt like it wasn't necessary for me to have to do that. I felt like there were other people around that was closer that could handle that. But, you know, I'm good. I am great. So they want me over there, right? But it wasn't optimal for my life because of me having to drop the kids off. Like, now I got to do it earlier. Now I have to pick them up later. And then you don't want to say no, because you do want to help out, but you have to understand that you yourself is number one. Mm-hmm. And if I'm tired driving, that's not going to do anyone any good, right? I had to think about that. It's dark in the morning, dark when I get off. That's just not safe. And I'm not like, I don't like to drive. If one day, if I wake up, I'm going to say, I'm hiring me a driver. That's going to be the best day of my life, right? So it just wasn't safe for me to keep going in that way. So I just had to, you know, woman up, take me as a priority and set that boundary. I'm sorry, I would love to help out, but I can't do this any longer. They wasn't mad. They understood. See? And it's okay.
It's okay.
Yes. So, and it's okay to tell your coworker, this is my job description. This is what I'm here to do. Let me show you how to do this. And then you can take it from there, you know, so you don't have to be mean about it,
right?
But you can treat people, show people how to treat you.
Yes.
That's a part of setting boundaries too. You got to show people how to treat you, and you got to treat yourself in the same manner.
Right. Because if you don't set those boundaries and know your worth, or what make you think the world is going to set boundaries with you, or even know your worth if you don't know it. So yeah, so true. Dr. Dunn, how can women begin resting without guilt or self-judgment? What one step they can do?
I had to learn this. You know, it's a small step. Again, like, you know, if you can take a day out the 7 days and say, this is my day, like, that's one step. I'm not saying take 3 and 4 days. Just take one day out the week. This is my day. Like, this is the day I don't figure out dinner. This is the day I don't pick up kids. This is my day. And if you set that boundary, if you communicate that, people will be okay in that. Also, just understanding rest is not a reward, it's a responsibility. Like, you have to do it. You have to do it, because you're no good to anybody if you're exhausted, moody, cranky, irritable. You're no good to yourself or anybody else. Right. So you just, small consistent steps. Take one day a week. Or maybe you can't do a whole day. Say, this 2 hours is mine. Put it in your calendar. We're so good at blocking things out in our calendar, right? Block out 2 hours and say, and that way you can't plan anything in those 2 hours. And let that be your me time.
And what's that quote we always say? You can't pour into someone else when your cup is empty.
Correct.
You can't, you know, even if you have, you know, you may be running off Dr. Pepper and this person over here need water. You steady pouring Dr. Pepper in their water, diluting their water and pouring Dr. Pepper. That's not what they need, because you're fully tapped out, and you know, you got crap over here, Dr. Pepper, right? This person needs water. You cannot hydrate them properly, right? So that self-care, like you said, blocking your time blocking, right? Is that what it's called? Time blocking.
Yes.
And taking care of yourself. I love it, Dr. Dunn. Dr. Dunn, for viewers wanting to learn more about your wellness approach, where can they connect with you?
Well, I'm on Facebook. I'm on Instagram. You can go to my website, Dunn Solutions. That's with a Z, dunnsolutions.com. My Facebook page is Dr. Tamara Dunn. And my Instagram is the same handle, so you can find me easily. And I'm there. If you see what I'm doing, if you have any questions, don't hesitate to reach out. My number is there. My email is there. I am accessible.
Nice, nice, nice. Love it. So up next, we're tackling the guilt women feel when they finally choose themselves. So don't go anywhere. We will be right back.
We'll be right back to remind you that healing is possible. Confidence is yours, and that you are flawless. This is Flawless Conversations on Now Media Television. And we're back. I'm Tamika Jones, and you're watching Flawless Conversations on Now Media Television. Are you ready? Let's go.
Welcome back to Flawless Conversations. So many women know they need to prioritize their health. We all know this, right? But guilt shows up the way or the moment we all try. Let's talk about why. Choosing yourself is often labeled as selfish, but ignoring your health costs you everything. When women release the guilt and take care of themselves, they show up stronger for their families, their work, their communities, and themselves. Dr. Dunn, why does the guilt surface when women prioritize their well-being? Why?
Yes, Tamika. I really think that it comes from being conditioned to put others first. So we're always taught when we're growing up by mom or grandmom or whoever, you know, if you have a spouse, you know, you fix their plate first, or you know, do all these things. The kids, like when you have kids, that's it. Your life is not your own any longer, right? So it's about them, their schedule, their needs, their well-being. And then we can focus on us after they're good. So I think we're conditioned in that way. And then we think self-care is selfish. So not saying that in those words, like no one's telling you that, but just how we're conditioned, our mind subconsciously just thinks that, like, oh, I shouldn't do that. I shouldn't go get this massage. I could be doing this, or I could be taking care of this. And that's just little things like laundry or, you know, cleaning the bathroom, but that's taking care of house first. So we allow ourselves to care for others before ourselves. Mm-hmm.
Right. And then, or we try to get everything done. Yeah, I'll go get that pedicure, or I'll go to that seminar. I'll register for it later, even though it's two more seats left. Right. I'll do it later. Let me just, you know, do the laundry. Let me just, you know, cook right quick. And then, you know, end of the day, you never made that pedicure appointment. You never registered for the seminar. It's sold out. Well, I'll catch the next one, Tamika Jones.
Mm-hmm.
I'll catch the next one. Right. So we have to do that. And you're so right. I remember a year and a half ago, I was stressed to the max, going through so much. And it affected my health. I think my bank account was tapped into, and they wiped that out. I had just got in a car accident.
Mm-hmm.
It was so much. And I woke up the next day and my whole side of my face was drooping. Right. So stress can do that. And you said it before, like if we don't take the time and become aware with ourselves and our body and know our body and know how it reacts to certain things and take the time out to say, okay, this happened. This isn't my end all be all, right?
Mm-hmm.
And know what I've learned, my favorite affirmation, everything is working out for my greater good, no matter how it look. Everything is working out for your greater good, no matter how it look, right? Mm-hmm. We have to keep saying it and knowing it and owning it. We just can't say it. We have to feel it. Feel it first, believe it, and walk in it, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Because it happens. We're going to go through crap. Inevitable.
That's life.
We do when it hit us. Right? Yes. So how does neglect... Oh, I just answered this one for you, Dr. Dunn. How does neglecting health affect the people?
You did.
Affect the people women care about the most, themselves and also the people they care about the most, right?
Yeah.
We neglect our
and I can health. Just reiterate what you said, like our nervous system knows when we're stressed out, and we can cause harm to our bodies, and it'll show up just not physically. It'll show up in fatigue. It'll show up emotionally. And we don't have the energy to care for others at that point. We don't have the energy to care for ourselves at that point. We can't lead other people. We just can't give them our best version of ourselves, you know? So that's what's most important, is not giving them all of us, but giving them the best version of ourselves. And that's two totally different situations.
Right. Yeah. Cause we're full of that Dr. Pepper, right? And this person.
Yeah. For sure. Right. For sure.
So what mindset shift helped women choose themselves with confidence?
Mm-hmm. I think that understanding that if you choose yourself, that doesn't mean you're abandoning others.
Okay. Okay, so choosing doesn't mean
it's not. And so when you mentioned go get that pedicure, right? It's so funny because this literally just happened to me last week. I needed to pick, it was time to pick the kids up from school. And I said that I was going to go get one. I said, while they're in school, I'm going to just go get it. It's not taken away from their time. Once I pick them up from school, it's over with. Like, they've got after school things. They have basketball practice. They have all these things. So I was running a little behind because I was trying to talk myself out of it. And I went anyway. And of course, I was late picking my daughter up. She's texting me. Like, and I'm telling her, just go across the street, McDonald's. Like, it's fine. I'll be there in a minute. But she was okay. She did what I told her to do. And at first I was feeling bad. Like, oh, I'm not there. But at the same time, she's fine. She's with friends. One of my cousins is a teacher. She could have just hung out in her classroom. I just need to take care of me right now. I have to get this done. And I was just so happy that I chose me in that moment. And I said, see, Tamara, you could do this all the time. You can choose you. And the people are going to be just fine. They're going to be okay.
Right. And so, we have to know that they're going to be okay.
We have to know that.
Because a lot of times we don't. We think they're not. But it's like, no, they're going to be okay. We're great parents, right? So we're mm-hmm. pouring into them. And we have to trust. You know, first mm-hmm. and foremost, trust God. And then trust what we put in them, right?
Mm-hmm.
The values and what we put in them, they're going to do the right thing. So you did that. Proud of you. Yay. Awesome. So what affirmation helped women release that guilt and choose care, self-care?
I think rest is not weakness. It's wisdom.
Rest is not weakness. It's wisdom. Y'all write that down. Write that down. Can you say that again, Dr. Dunn?
Rest is not weakness. It's wisdom.
It's wisdom. Wow.
And you can replace that with anywhere. Self-care is not weakness. It's wisdom.
Yeah. It's not
weakness. Setting boundaries is not weakness. It's wisdom. You can put anything in that frame right there.
Loving myself is not weakness. It's wisdom. It's wisdom. Love it. Love it, love it, love it, love it. Are y'all writing that down? I'm giving y'all a chance to write it down. Awesome. This is good stuff. So up next, we're wrapping up with how everyday choices can transform your healing journey. Flawless family, don't go anywhere. We will be right back. More to come on Flawless Conversations.
We'll be right back to remind you that healing is possible. Confidence is yours, and that you are flawless. This is Flawless Conversations on Now Media Television. And we're back. I'm Tamika Jones, and you're watching Flawless Conversations on Now Media Television. Are you ready? Let's go.
Welcome back to Flawless Conversations. Don't miss a second of this show or any of your Now Media TV shows, live or on demand, whenever, wherever you want. Grab the free Now Media TV app on Roku or iOS and enjoy instant access to our lineup of bilingual programs in both English and Spanish. Covering business, breaking news, lifestyle, culture, and more, Now Media TV is available 24/7. So the stories you care about are always within reach. Welcome, welcome back to Flawless Conversations. As we close today's conversation, I want to remind you that healing doesn't have to be loud, dramatic, to be real. It's built in small, consistent choices you make every day. Those gentle habits create safety, grows confidence, and support long-term wellness. One step, one breath, as Dr. Dunn said earlier, one choice at a time. Mm-hmm. Dr. Dunn, why do so many women underestimate the power of the small daily actions?
Mm-hmm. Because we want big all the time. We're looking for a big, dramatic change. We want it to be done right now, right?
Yes.
And that we're a microwave society. It's getting worse and worse, I feel. But the small actions, they don't have to be impressive in the moment. Like, you guys, it is so important just to do the small daily actions every day. And when you look up 30, 60, 90 days from now, you're going to be like, what happened? Like, how did we get here? And that actually helps us in our body and our mind by doing the small daily actions, because it's a consistency, not just such a big change, because we'll never be able to sustain that. When we do things so big at one time, we're too exhausted to do it again. We don't have enough energy to do it again, right? But if we do small daily actions every day, we have all the energy in the world to keep doing that. And that's what's going to give us our big dramatic change in the future.
Right. And a lot of times we want, even I think in our business, right? In business, we want to see, you know, we want to take these giant steps, right?
Yes.
And we want to see instant change or instant financial success or clients, you know, but like you said, small daily actions, right? One step at a time, right?
Mm-hmm.
Rome wasn't built overnight. Is that what you said?
Right.
Okay. Yeah.
Right. That's it.
So, yeah.
That and the pyramids, right? Yes.
So how do these tiny habits support long-term healing in the body and in the mind?
You know, our subconscious and our nervous system has to trust us, like as a person. Like you said, in business, when we want to have these dramatic changes, body and our subconscious already know we're not going to get that done, right? But if we do one small daily step every day, our nervous system starts to trust and feel safer, and that we're more have to do even bigger, smaller steps, if that makes sense. So we might be doing smaller steps day to day, but then we can take maybe one more leap and then do those every day. So as this starts to trust ourselves, and we can do more and more. I highly suggest to everyone read The Compound Effects, because when we do smally daily steps every day, it compounds over time. It doesn't add over time. You know, God is into multiplication, not addition. But we have to do the small daily steps every day. God will multiply it. He'll compound it. So I highly suggest everyone to read that book. That's what's got me to start doing. I used to be that person, trust and believe. I used to just want it right now. My daughter is that way. I'm trying to help her right now. We just want it done right now. But it's what you do today is going to show up 90 days from now, right? So we have to, and what you say out your mouth will show up 90 days from now too. So it's not just in the actions, it's what you say to yourself every day too.
Yeah, those self-limiting beliefs or doubt or all that. Like, you won't even take the first step if you don't believe.
Correct.
Right?
You're right.
So yeah, I agree. Wow. Love it. Love it, love it, love it. What examples have you seen where small changes led to big shifts?
I'm going to say my number one thing is when I started walking and doing 10,000 steps a day.
Ooh.
Now, I am not a workout person. Never have been, except when I was in the marching band. We had to do it, right? But 10,000 steps a day made me more clear in my mind, to the point I was listening to audible books more. I was listening, you know, the Bible, it can read out on the Bible app. I was listening to that more. Just doing that every day did so much in my life and in my mental state. It just gave me more energy throughout the day. Just a little, it made my tummy a little flatter. Like I started seeing that over time. Nice. You know, just when I'm thinking I'm walking 10,000 steps a day, just to kind of get my cardio in, but it was doing so much more in my life. So that's the number one thing I've seen, just small things every day can cause big changes later in life. But it could just be as simple as, you know, 2 cups of glasses of water a day, you know, just to get you more hydration, more energy. You could start small.
And we could do that for our mental too, right? Every morning, right? Say some affirmation or a quote or something mm-hmm. that motivates and inspires you. It doesn't have to be at 45 minutes then in bed, you know, doing some mantra, right? But
right,
just something
right.
simple, right?
Yeah.
Today is going to be sure. the best day ever, right? Something simple. Like you said, can lead to a big shift. Because mm-hmm. you said enough over time, guess what? You're going to start believing it, right? The more we say it, right? The more we think it, the more we feel it, it has to manifest, right?
Right. Correct. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So how can women stay encouraged when the progress mm-hmm. Or what they're doing is feeling, they're taking these steps, right? These small steps. But they're not having these big leaps and bounds that, you know, they're not seeing the results that they want to see. So how can someone stay encouraged when they're not seeing the results, right? The weight loss, mm-hmm. right? I'm doing all the things, Dr. Mm-hmm. Don. I'm walking yeah. these 10,000 steps and I just started a week ago, but I'm not seeing the results.
So. Right. I think the main problem is that you're trying to see the results. Right. We have to see it before we see it. But I think it's being self-aware of how we're feeling at the same time, because you're going to feel it before you see it. Right. So you're going to feel like you're getting better sleep. You're going to feel like you have more energy. You're going to feel that you're getting proper and better rest. You're going to feel that you have clearer thinking. So that in itself, when I start to see those things, okay, well, let me keep going because I like feeling this way, right? And then over time, then you're going to start seeing some changes in your body. You gotta get it here first before you can get it in the body first. Okay. So we just have to be not haste and just be self-aware of our full body. That's mental, that's our soul, that's our spirit, that's our physical, that's everything. So if you start to feel it first, you're going to keep going just because you like feeling that way. You know, you're going to remember like, oh, I didn't like being drained. I didn't like being sluggish, you know? So let me keep doing this. Cause I like having this energy. I like being happier.
Ah, yes. Love it. And also our imagination, right? You take out the magazine or take out a piece of paper in a newspaper, wherever, but even take a screenshot of your favorite actress, right? And how mm-hmm. she looked and say, okay, I want a body like this. Go into your imagination and envision yourself, right? Imagination mm-hmm. is huge. We have to use our imagination and what we do less of as an adult. Kids, they got it. They tap into it every time, right? We have mm-hmm. to take a step back and go into our imagination and kind of manifest these things that we want in our life that God has created for us to have, right? You want that ideal job. You want that ideal spouse. You want that. Start imagining it, right? Create it in your mind here, like Dr. Dunn said, right?
Yes.
So give us a flawless fact, something that the audience can take away and use. I'm sorry, something about Dr. Dunn.
Okay.
Flawless fact. Something, it could be funny, it could be spiritual, it could be whatever, but we just want to know a little bit more about Dr. Dunn.
You know, people don't know this about me because I like to have fun, but I am super introverted.
What?
Super. Like, I don't have to do this. If I could just be in my room and to myself all day, I am the happiest person in life, right? I am that. However, I do understand you can't be like that all the time,
right?
To be the best version of yourself. So I give myself permission to have extroverted moments.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. Give yourself.
People don't know that about me, but
I love it. Okay. All right. Love it. So give us a flawless nugget, something we can take away from today's show. something the audience can put in their back pocket and use or give away. Hey, I was just listening to Dr. Don, and this is some good stuff. Here's a nugget that you can use.
You know, I know we're talking about doing too much and giving our bodies rest and giving our mind rest, but it's an affirmation that I tell myself every day, and sometimes 2 and 3 days, just because we are women, we're business women, we're mothers, we might be spouses. We do have a lot on our plate, right? So every day, this is what I tell myself. My capacity is very large. My capacity is very large. I say it over and over because our plate is going to be full. And even though we're giving ourselves rest, we still have to be able to handle what we have. So my capacity is very large. I tell myself that every day.
Okay, did y'all write that down? Did y'all hear that? My capacity is not just large, it's very large. My capacity is very large. Y'all wrote that down? Okay. So Dr. Dunn, this has been incredibly valuable. Where can people follow your work and continue learning from you?
Yes. So I'm on Facebook and Instagram. I have the same handle, Dr. Tamara Dunn. So you can find me on there. My picture is actually me. It's my picture. So you'll be able to see me and find me. Add me as a friend. DunnSolutions.com. I have patch devices that help work with our nervous system. All drug-free, ingredient-free, just to get our bodies to work how it already knows how to work, right? So that can help you with balance, being stronger with pain, stress, anxiousness, sadness, energy, whatever the case may be. I most likely have a device for you to work with your nervous system and get it back on track. So you can go to that website, check that out. But follow me on my social handles and let's become friends.
Awesome. And Dr. Dunn, did you say that Super Patch was no chemicals, nothing added?
That's drug, 100% drug free, no chemicals, no ingredients, FDA registered. So we're the future of wellness right now.
Wow. And you was mentioning how it tells your brain, right? It sends a signal. Explain just a little bit.
Yeah. Okay. So I don't want to get too sciencey. But if you think about our skin is the largest organ, sensory organ on our body, right? Mm-hmm. So just like when you touch a hot stove, what happens? Your hand pulls back because that signal just went through your skin to your brain. That's hot. Right? So it's the same thing. The patch is going to touch your skin. It has a pattern on there that sends a signal through your skin to your brain to correct whatever that is. So whether it's a pain issue, whether you're sad and need some joy, whether you're anxious and need some calmness and peace, you know, maybe it's just natural healing, immunity. We have something for that. Energy, better sleep. Anything that you probably go to the doctor for, we have a patch device for there of a combination of a few. And it works with your nervous system to recorrect and rewire those pathways, not just masking the problems. So we take our medications with all the side effects, and it's just masking the problem. It's not correcting anything. So our patch devices with Super Patch works with your nervous system to correct the issue.
Yes, I love it. Thank you. Thank you so much, Dr. Dunn, for reminding us that healing is gentle, rest is necessary, and choosing yourself is an act of courage. Today, we learned that calm is built, guilt can be released, and wellness grows through small daily choices. To everyone watching, give yourself permission to slow down, breathe, and heal. I'm Tamika Jones, and this is Flawless Conversations, where your story, your health, and your heart truly matters.